Good morning, everyone. My name is Sandeep Burman. I'm the current president of the Minnesota Groundwater Association, and I work at the Department of Health, working in, no surprises, the drinking water program, hence the theme of the last two conferences. But it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the fall conference. This is our second in-person gathering since the days of COVID, and much nicer weather this year than we had last year. So we're off to a good start in that regard. And just wanted to go through some quick but important housekeeping appointments. In case of an emergency, you need to exit. The exit signs are clearly marked, so that's where we would be headed. Restrooms and charging stations are right outside the doorways to this room, so you'll be able to find those very easily. Lunch will be in the carriage hall B, which is where the front desk was. And just a reminder, if you have not registered, you're registered, obviously, you're here. But if you haven't signed in, please do that and grab your folders, because that has all of the materials you need for the day today. We will have a couple breaks, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. There will be beverages and refreshments during the breaks out in the hallway. And we will have our technical talks beginning here shortly. Talks are 30 minutes each, followed by 10 minutes question and answer discussions. Please do ask your questions, because that's the highlight for our presenters, is to engage in that discussion. We will have a couple of the board members bring microphones around to your table, so please raise your hand if you have a question for the speakers, and we'll get the microphones over to you. So again, great pleasure to welcome you here this morning for the Fall Conference 2023. The theme of today's conference is 50 years of the Safe Drinking Water Act. We're cheating a little bit. The 50 years come up next year, 2024, but it's close enough. For those of us that work in groundwater in the state, which is probably everybody in the room, whether we know it or not, the Safe Drinking Water Act, in ways small and large, in ways obvious, not so obvious, plays a huge role in shaping our work. And most likely, a lot of what we do is either an offshoot of the Safe Drinking Water Act or a direct consequence of the Safe Drinking Water Act. The Safe Drinking Water Act was designed to protect public water supplies, but it really has had a big influence on groundwater itself, because in Minnesota, most public water supplies, 80% plus, are groundwater-based. And the offshoots of the Safe Drinking Water Act have permeated far beyond just drinking water, groundwater. It has shaped many technical advances, a lot of policy development. So today we'll get a chance to kind of explore that, look at what's happened to the Safe Drinking Water Act over 50 years, and also look at the effects that the Safe Drinking Water has had on Safe Drinking Water Act has had on many associated fields around it. So again, thrilled you're here to join us. Appreciate your support of the Groundwater Association. You're attending the conference. Your registration fees are plowed right back into the work of the association, a lot of which goes towards furthering the cause of groundwater in the state, helping students, that kind of thing. MGWA Foundation, another critical arm of the association that raises funds to help the cause of groundwater, to help students. And you'll get a chance today to make a donation to the foundation in case you haven't already. Always appreciate that. Your support is what keeps the association and the foundation going. And in return for your donations today, you get the lovely MGWA pint glass. And if you've already donated to the foundation and you have one, you know, you should never drink alone. So today is your chance to add to your collection and get a pair of these glasses so you can have company as you enjoy some fine beverages courtesy of MGWA. The foundation has a table up by the front entrance and registration desk. So please, if you choose to, go over there and make a donation and collect your gift for making the donation. And again, your attendance today is appreciated. All your support for the association is appreciated.